This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead today's show are as follows. The IRS is using social media for auditing signals. Nanomachines designed to kill cancer cells. The government wants backdoors into your secure communications. Have a pacemaker? Did you know it might be under recall? Hey everyone, I want to welcome you to episode 1223 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, August 31st. Can you believe it? We're at the end of the month already. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey everyone, welcome. And if you're a brand new listener to the show, I want to welcome you to the podcast. I am in Central Florida today. No video for this show. This is audio only. And of course, with Labor Day being Monday, there will be no show on Monday. So I've got a good one for you today. We've got a great lineup for you. But again, if you're a brand new listener, I want you to visit geeknewscentral.com. To subscribe to the show and the newsletter, you can do that on the main page of the website. And visit Geek News Central daily to read the great content being put together by my writing team. You can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News, provide feedback that way. Join our Slack channel by just sending an email and say, hey, Todd, I want to be part of the Geek News Central Ohana Slack channel. Of course, you can follow on Google Plus or on Facebook, just searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV just by loading the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the name of this show. You can listen on Stitcher, watch review on Blueberry.com, or tell your Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, Pro Gear Site by the GNC team, Podcast Legends, and the New Media Show. All those shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com. We want you to subscribe to all those podcasts to stay abreast of the entire team. This show is sponsored by the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that is GoDaddy.com. Go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy to find all the great deals, whether it be a domain name, whether it be a 30% discount on a new product or service over there, whether it be a dollar a month economy or manage WordPress hosting for the first year, including a free domain. All my deals, again, can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank all of you for your support in August. I was looking over the totals. We're a little behind for the month, so we'll see how things end up being for August. We can't have a stellar month every month, but of course, I've been out a couple of shows too, so that's partly my fault, but we definitely appreciate your support and your ongoing picking up of domains and hosting accounts and you name it. Tell your friends, family members, people that you know about my promo codes. Share them far and wide. Tweet them. Link them up on Facebook. Wherever you can share, I definitely appreciate that. It's almost as good as a regular donation to the show, so definitely consider that. Of course, we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the show with us since July of 2005. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, everyone. What I have been doing in the evenings after really getting done with some very full days with clients is watch the travesty unfold in Houston and into Louisiana now. And oh, your hearts just go out for these folks. And I posted something on Facebook today. And in 1992, I was living in Guam. I was active duty in the military. I was, that was my second or third duty station. And we had this typhoon come through, super typhoon. And really, they call typhoons in certain part of the world typhoons and hurricanes. And it's basically the same thing, a tropical cyclone. And This was a Cat 5 super typhoon. And when you say super typhoon, it means it has winds sustained over what a normally Category 5 hurricane would have. In our instance, we had 18 to 24 hours of sustained winds of 150 miles per hour, with the gust that took out the wind indicator at NAS Agana. The wind indicator departed the building, a gust up to 200. I was, at the time, doing damage control at as part of the squadron duties I had, being in the Navy, protecting life and property. And at some points during the storm, it was more about protecting our own selves because it got pretty crazy. But when that storm was all over, and I went back to my apartment, my roommate had been home the entire time, and he said we had 6 to 9 inches of water running just like a river through our bottom floor condo apartment for the better part of like 20 hours. And in Guam, we were all pretty savvy on this flooding bit because, there was good drain off. It wasn't areas that would be like Houston is right now, but during the storm, it basically run for the shore, the water did. And my bedroom window was like 90 or 80 feet from the Pacific Ocean. So long story short, we had coffee cans, and usually you had a whole closet full of them. So when a storm was approaching, you got your empty coffee cans, and it would be like a Folgers, the old school metal ones, and we would flip them over. And then you would lift all the furniture up and stick it on top of the coffee can. So everything was raised off the deck, 6, 8, 9 inches to begin with. And that usually protected your furniture to the point where it wasn't getting soaked. So, we had taken those precautions, and very well that we did. But, I remember post-storm waking up on a couch. After the storm, you just kind of like collapse. You just like, you had this, 24 hours of, or maybe in as much as 36 of super adrenaline building up to it. And while some people were partying, we were working. And that was always the big thing there. People would have typhoon parties. People would get hammered up and then sleep through the storm. But anyway, I'm laying on this sofa that's about 3 feet too short for me. And I wake up, and the boots that I had put on the dry deck, 4 or 5 hours before, were now completely covered in water. And the particular building I was in had enough water had accumulated where it just wasn't draining off. And nothing like waking up wet already than putting on wet boots. I'm going to tell you, that's just the best, absolute most wonderful feeling in the whole world. But long story short, we were without power for 37 days. Now, my house was on the same street as an hospital. So I was one of the few that actually had water the entire time. So, even though it was a cold shower for 37 days, let me tell you, just being able to get a shower was awesome. Even if it was cold, and of course, it was high humidity there, so it really kind of didn't matter. But matter of fact, you'd jump in the shower a couple of times a day just to get relief from the sweltering heat, and we barbecued every day and bought our food one day at a time, and there was fights breaking out around ice trucks. It was crazy. But when the power did come on at the 38th day, and typically, you've already got the circuit breaker panel all pulled. You got everything shut off, so you don't get this surge when the power does come back on. And for some reason, I heard a beep somewhere, and I walked outside, and the porch light was on, and I was like, "Yeah!" And you close the house up, you crank the AC, it's just like you're born again. Life is good, right? So my situation there. Even though I was without power 37 days, I could eat and I wasn't flooded out after the storm, and we could recover, and the houses are cinder block or concrete, and you just break out the hose and wash your house. And you really literally wash the inside of the house down, squeegee it out, and You know, you dry mop it and you're good. You know, a little more than that, but, you know, that was this, you know, the scheme of things. But you look at this water in Houston and what's going on there, oh, you just have to, your heart goes out to these folks. So I'm hoping those of you that are on dry land and are in a position to help will consider a charity of your choice to donate. I've been thinking about it, and I posted a charity today that looked pretty good on my Facebook page that I'm going to contribute to. I just need to talk with my wife and see, you know, what type of a check we can write, and we're going to give generously as much as we can give, because I've been here, been there, done that, and I understand the absolute agony that these folks are going through, and I hope that you'll consider it as well as part of the Ohana here to, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 10, 20, 50, 100 bucks, you know, 500, you know, it doesn't matter what the amount is. If it's $5, you know, that's $5 multiplied by millions of people in the United States, and that adds up fast, and that helps these folks. So, you know, they got many, many months of recovery, and I know we have these natural disasters from time to time, but this one is going to be even worse just because of water. It's just going to destroy so much stuff. It's just heartbreaking. I mean, really, really heartbreaking. So this week, I've been able to get 4 decent workouts in here in the hotel. Not eating as good as I should. Matter of fact, tonight, I couldn't resist myself, and I had a Whataburger. Haven't had a Whataburger in a couple of years, so that was my excuse. But I'm hoping to go home and step on the scale and be in good shape. Had some good success, great success with a client that I've been working with this week. But one thing I've kind of noticed, just cannot get enough sleep. I'm way behind still, and even though I'm doing good tonight, there's I don't know what it is. It's troublesome. But I'm back to Hawaii on Saturday. United called me today, and they rerouted me. I was originally supposed to go through Houston, even though Houston's opened back up, the airport. They don't have enough staff there to go back to full operations. People just can't get to work. So they're sending me from here. Oh, lovely. Let me shut this off. That's my wife calling. And she probably doesn't know I'm doing a show right now. So anyway, I will be flying out of here, going to Newark. I've got 33 minutes to make my connection. I'll be jumping on a plane, going to LAX, and then have an hour layover into Honolulu. So much easier this trip than the last one, where I was stuck in, you know, San Francisco for 6.5 hours between flights. So anyway, about 15 hours to get home. Not bad. So anyway, back to normal schedule. But again, no show on Monday because of the holiday. And I do have one trip in September, but I'll be doing regular shows all through the month. So that's what's going on. And glad you're here. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots of stuff. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to go through. And Kirk did a good job putting the show together. So thanks, Kirk, for doing it. You know, everyone that you're listening, everyone give Kirk a round of applause. He's my lifesaver now. You know, he does 90% of the show prep for me. Him and I are synced up like he's finding all the stuff I would normally cover, and I go through and kind of QA the news list, and I may pick up 2 or 3 here and there, and he watches what I'm putting up, and We're in sync, so I think that major win here with Kirk, and I look forward to having him out in Vegas with me for CES, taking care of the social media part of the show, a dedicated person taking pictures and doing tweets and Facebook Live and all that stuff. So I'm going to really integrate him here with the team, and of course the live stuff that we're going to be doing out there as well. But let's start off tonight with the content. The IRS is looking at your dumb tax tweets. So if you are tweeting about your lifestyle or about how much money you got back or how you scored against the IRS because you were able to get a deduction that your accountant maybe approved that was a little bit suspicious, It's probably the last place on the planet that you want to start doing this or have done this, because an article from Washington State University took a look at the IRS data mining analytics program and suggested the government agency is participating in the illegal collection of citizens' social media profiles without their knowledge, and they use it as an audit trigger. The IRS traditionally audit individuals based on mathematical errors or mistakes in their tax filing, along with information obtained from employer records like W-2. But the article's co-author sought to bring attention to the misuse of personal information by the agency and referenced previous data collection activities in which the IRS participated, including purchasing phone surveillance technology, reading private emails without a warrant, and those activities were only discovered after the ACLU filed a Freedom of Information Act request in 2013. Evidence of the IRS using social media to identify citizens reached as far back as 2009 with Electronic Frontier Foundation, where they obtained an IRS training course about searching social media profiles. Furthermore, the IRS is using social media data liked posts as early as 2010 to determine who to audit. The authors argued that the IRS is also creating highly detailed profiles of taxpayers upon to which run data analytics. So if you claimed that you made $52,000 gross on your tax return and you have a new Maserati in the driveway that you've taken a picture of and posted to social media, you may expect a summons by the IRS to explain how you can afford this $180,000 vehicle and $52,000 worth of income. Same things with your home value, all this, lots of little things that we show in social media pictures. You know, you take a picture of your family and there's a 70-inch big screen TV in the background and you have claimed a 70-inch screen TV as a business deduction. They may question, is that for you or was that for your business? And can you prove that you have one in your business and one in your house? You know, having been through a couple of audits, the proof is on you. They ask the question and you have to prove yourself innocent with the IRS. I've had to drag in a suitcase full of stuff and lay it out and go through my accounting records with an IRS auditor. Now, I've been very lucky in every IRS audit that I've been in. I've actually gotten a check back because I have always told my accountant that I want them to be absolutely unequivocally sure that my deductions are 100% legitimate. And if there's ever anything that's in even question, do not count it. So I always have wiggle room. I always have stuff that I didn't claim that oftentimes in an audit, they'll say, how come you didn't claim this? And you'd be like, well, my accountant didn't think we should. And I've gotten credit for that kind of stuff. Now, there's not like a big pile of money that I don't claim, you know, but I am very conservative in my filings. I pay more than my fair share of taxes just because the absolute pain of going through an audit with the IRS is no fun whatsoever. Absolutely no fun. And they dig in, and if you have done something incorrectly, you will pay the price. So this is why I've always had a certified CPA for many, many years. And when I've interviewed CPAs in the past, the things that trigger me that I do not want to have them is when a CPA tells you, I can find ways to save you a lot of money on your tax return compared to what you've been paying, that sends red flags up to me. When a CPA that I interview says, I'm looking at this, can you explain this in more detail? And, you know, when you do, and they give you that look, that's the guy you want. You want the guy that makes sure that everything that you are putting in categories and how you're claiming is a legitimate expense. If not, it's income and you pay taxes on it. So anyway, watch what you post on social media, my friends. All right, there's a very, very cool, this is exciting stuff. We read about nanotech in science fiction, right? And oftentimes science fiction comes true. Well, there's tiny light-activated nanomachines that can kill cancer cells within minutes. Scientists have developed a tiny light-activated nanomachine that drills into cancer cells. Last year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to three scientists who discovered how to build these nanomachines out of chain of atoms. For a study published in the Journal of Nature, scientists built several of these nanomachines. When activated by light, the nanomachines targeted specific cells and broke through the membrane, rapidly killing them. The machines are so tiny that 50,000 of them together is still about the width of a single strand of hair. Each machine is engineered to be sensitive to a protein, a specific protein located on a specific type of cell, which helps them find their target. Once you add light, they spin up to 3 million times per second, and this spinning provides the power to break into the cell. Without light, the nanomachines can still find the molecule, but just remain on the surface. So this is cool. When scientists let these nanomachines loose in a dish full of human kidney cells, the nanomachines made holes in the cells and killed them within minutes. Now, not something you want to have to a healthy kidney, but the same thing happened when the nanomachines were unleashed on cancerous prostate cells. This technology isn't super close, since the next experiments are only on the scale of microorganisms and fish, but it's coming. Exciting, exciting, exciting stuff. Deputy U.S. Attorney General A.G. Rosenstein is basically calling to Congress and to state legislations to develop legislation to help enforce court orders in obtaining evidence of criminal activity stored in electronic devices. He basically says that he hopes that technology companies will work with us to stop criminals from defeating law enforcement. Rosenstein, who does not have any legislative power, did not elaborate. But he did, however, bring up a 2016 battle between the Apple and the FBI over access to a locked iPhone used by San Bernardino shooter Syed Farouk. Facing opposition from Apple, the feds eventually opted instead to pay for zero-day vulnerability to circumvent the passcode. But as time goes on, there's going to be a need for law enforcement to have the ability to have a backdoor into these devices. They're not going to get much cooperation from these companies. They're going to have to do this through legislation, and then we will know whether or not they have, whether or not there's a back door in our devices. But I can't imagine that it won't happen at some point, for sure. All right, FDA, Homeland Security, has issued its first ever recall, warnings about flimsy pacemaker security. We know the Internet of Things are, it's large and very unsecure. Well, it appears, after a decade of warnings about dubious pacemaker security, researchers at MedSec early this year discovered that a line of pacemakers manufactured by St. Jude Medical were vulnerable to attacks that could kill the owner. The researchers claim that St. Jude had a history of doing the bare minimum to secure their products and did little to nothing in response to previous warnings about device security. St. Jude Medical's first response was an outright denial, followed by a lawsuit against MedSec for trying to frighten patients and caregivers. Ultimately, the FDA was forced to issue its first ever warning about the security of a pacemaker. The FDA has reviewed information concerning potential cybersecurity vulnerability associated with the St. Jude's Medical Merlin at-home transmitter and has confirmed that these vulnerabilities, if exploited, could allow an unauthorized user, someone other than the patient's physician, to remotely access a patient's RF-enabled implanted cardiac device by altering the Merlin at-home transmitter. The altered Merlin at-home transmitter could then be used to modify programming commands to the implanted device, which could result in rapid battery depletion and or administration of inappropriate pacing of shocks. Well, they're now going to have to be taken serious. So if you have a loved one with a St. Jude's medical pacemaker or their control home station, you need to pay attention to this, okay? All right, it's a big deal. Big, big deal. All right, coding gets easier with new series and books on Google Play. Girls Who Code wants to close a gender gap in technology. In order to do that, they help kids develop interest in science and technology at an early age. This is where Google Play is coming in. They put together a new collection of 13 books on Google Play that will get kids excited about coding. They have released the first two books today. Girls Who Code, Learn to Code, and Change the World explains coding in a way that's actually easy to understand and shares real-life stories of women working at places like Pixar and NASA. And Girls Who Code, the Friendship Code number one, you'll get to know Lucy as she joins a coding club at school, needs your help translating cryptic coding messages. The next 11 titles to be released over the next 2 years will range from board books, broad books, and picture books for children. So very, very cool. I love it. Uber's market share has taken a big hit. They went from 91% to 74%. When I was in California, I took Lyft. And matter of fact, I heard from the Lyft drivers that they think they get paid more driving for Lyft than they do for Uber. They feel Uber might shortchange them sometimes on their fare totals, because they don't know how much I get charged. So I always would tell them that, hey, on my app, they told me it was going to be $36. That way they can get an idea how much they're, you know, if they're getting their 30% or 70% or whatever they're supposed to get of the actual fare. There's a rumor out that the 2019 iPhones could sport a larger display. I think it's too early to be making any predictions, but, you know, big is in when it comes to phones, so we'll see what happens here. And of course, the Apple announcement with the next phone is due on September 12th, which is just a couple quick weeks away. Hey, NASA satellites view the Great American Solar Eclipse. So this is a pretty cool video. And it was done by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And so a bunch of videos here that they, I mean, lots of really awesome stuff. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. I'll have those links in the show notes, of course. There's an article over on dailygalaxy.com, basically, that the SETI folks have detected 15 new cosmic radio bursts from deep space that they're investigating. So lots of action on the SETI front as well, okay? Swappa Gaming is an all-new place for buying and selling used games. How many of you got used games laying around? But these folks at Swappa, SWAPPA.com, do one thing very well. They maintain a healthy environment for buying and selling used gear. What started as a phone swapping site has grown considerably over the years and is now the best place to get top dollars for, used phones, as well as get sweet deals on used phones. What else? And, they got Swappa Gaming. Okay, duh. They've expanded. So if you have a game to sell or looking for a game to buy, you can search the title by game or platform, choose the price you'd like to pay. So, pretty awesome. So, Swappa Gaming is the expansion of their website. All right, your pizza could one day very soon be delivered by a self-driving car. I'm going to tell you, that's sad. It's really sad because, you know, pizza places pay their drivers very little money. Drivers make their money on tips, you know? And if you're a good tipper, your pizza gets delivered hot. You're a bad tipper, your pizza gets delivered cold. But in Ann Arbor, testing now allows random pizza orders to be delivered where you have to walk out to the car to get it. Come on. You know, this is where it's just like truck drivers. There is going to be a huge impact by all these self-driving vehicles. Service jobs are going to go down the crapper. That's what's going to happen. Hey, you know, many of you have Windows machines, and some of you shut them down every day, but there's some things Windows can do when it shuts down. It can clear the recent open documents. It can clear the page file, which is basically a cache within your Windows computer. It can eliminate browser data by clearing that as well. So lots of things that your computer can do when it shuts down, when you shut it down and turn it off, a little cleanup activity can happen. So if you want to check out how to basically enable this stuff, I have the link up in the show notes for you to check out. All right, many of you are Lego fans. There's going to be coming out an $800 Millennium Falcon Lego set. It's the biggest set ever. Has more than 7,500 Lego pieces in the ultimate Star Wars fan dream gift. You know, the one that's close to this is the Death Star, but this is the Millennium Falcon. This thing is massive. It is huge. Looks like it takes two dudes to pick it up. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. I'll be excited to see one of you build it. Next up, be sure to double check those bestseller tags on Amazon. You know, I like to look for the Amazon choice selection in when I'm buying stuff on Amazon. I've done some A/B shopping recently on some items and picked one thing. It said Amazon Choice. Picked something that wasn't. Got the two items, and sure enough, the Amazon Choice one was a little bit better. But the bestseller tags can be manipulated, so be careful of that. There's a difference between Amazon Choice and bestseller. Facebook users have raised $10 million for Hurricane Harvey victims. So this is one of many fundraisings that's going on out there right now. Be careful who you donate your money to. Donate to a reputable organization, one that doesn't take too much of the money and use it for administrative fees. That's important, okay? There's news of the Hyperloop. Tests of the futuristic Hyperloop transport system have managed to propel one of its pods at 220 miles per hour. This establishes a new record for the tech. Only days after a separate prototype hit about 210. So anyway, we'll see how they keep doing with this, and I'll have the link up to the full article in the show notes tonight. Don't use Windows 10 to move data on your Android phone. That's being warned right now. Details are still sketchy, but if you use Windows 10 to move data on a USB-attached Android phone and tablet, you may lose your files. So I don't know what the story is with this, but if you are thinking about moving stuff over, be careful right now, okay? And there's a list of devices that are vulnerable. Android 8, Nexus 6P, 5X, Android 7, HTC U11, Nokia 6, OnePlus 3 and 5, Xiaomi Mi6, Mi Mix, LG K8, and a whole list of other phones. So just be aware here that there are issues in that department right now. Here's a good story over on The Verge talking about how NASA kept the International Space Station flying while Harvey hit mission control, and they basically brought everyone in. They camped out, and instead of having 9 people on the floor, which is normal, they had 6 for every shift, and basically came through with streaming colors when people were able to start coming back into the Johnson Control Center today. So I'm sure many of those folks are affected as well by, you know, flooding in their own homes, which is kind of, you know, is really crazy. They're working and you know your house is getting destroyed. Just the worst feeling in the whole world. All right, there's a new Nest thermostat. It swaps stainless steel for plastic and has lowered the price to $169. This is $80 off the price of a smart thermostat and has most of the features. It's just not metal. It doesn't look as cool. It's plastic. So link will be up in the show. And I think this is a mistake. A lot of people bought that Nest thermostat because it looked cool. Paid the extra price for that. So let me know what you think about this new design. Geeknews@gmail.com. Hey, Facebook's new video hub is coming to everyone in the United States. So I haven't seen this yet. Facebook's new video platform is called Watch, and we'll have hundreds of original shows for people to choose from. Facebook is priming the platform by paying creators to make 20 to 30 minute shows, but eventually Facebook plans to open up content making privileges to everyone. The platform was just announced in early August and replaced the current video tab in Facebook on mobile, desktop, and TV. So we'll see what happens there. DJI has come out with a new Mavic Pro Platinum. It's 60% quieter and it stays in the air about 5 minutes longer, 30 minutes of flight time. The Mavic is an amazing, amazing drone. So this is a update to this, about the same price as the maybe a little, about $100 more than the original one. And then they've updated the Phantom 4 today with a just an incremental small upgrade to something called their Phantom 4 Pro Obsidian. So I'm waiting for the next Phantom series before I make a jump on Phantoms right now. But this Mavic Pro with this Pro Platinum that's quieter, it's got my interest up in a big way. And considering how popular the Mavics are, I could sell my Mavic if I buy one of these. So I'll keep you advised. Comcast has sued Vermont to avoid building 550 miles of new cable lines. This is not surprising. Comcast lawsuit against the Vermont Public Utilities Commission, filed on Monday in the U.S. District Court in Vermont, challenges several provisions in the cable company's new 11-year permit to offer service in the state. One of the conditions in the permit says that Comcast shall construct no less than 550 miles of line extensions into uncabled areas during the 11-year term. Comcast doesn't want to do that. So I say tough. I hope Vermont wins this. And Vermont is defending cable expansion requirement. They want this as part of their contract. And now they're trying to say, oh, we got the contract. Now we don't want to do what we said we're going to do. It's just typical. Comcast is the worst, absolute worst. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says Hurricane Harvey is proof that we need to militarize our police force. You know that, there was this Defense Department 1033 program, which helped militarize local police forces with surplus military equipment. You know, I think many of us have mixed feelings about this type of activity. I think what we find is if the military has old gear that they can't use anymore, it's on the Fed side, it's not distributed to anyone, why not give some of this gear to local police forces? But I know many folks are against that because it looks like you have a big military operation versus a police force that's supposed to be looking friendly and helpful. But the bad guys are not friendly and helpful at all. All right, there's a lawsuit, knew this was coming, that Amazon sold Eclipse glasses that caused permanent blindness. A South Carolina couple claims in a proposed federal class action lawsuit that Amazon sold defective Eclipse watching glasses that partially blinded them during the historic coast-to-coast solar eclipse on August 21st. Everyone was warned, and Amazon issued a recall and sent an email. It was everywhere that this was an issue. And first of all, it was so disgusting that people preyed on people over this as well, but it was everywhere in the news, and it's like every radio, every television, every live stream was warning about those fake glasses. So, but if you give someone a chance to sue, there will. The folks over at Kaspersky, the antivirus folks, they were in a battle with the patent troll, and they basically won the battle. And in the end, the patent troll had to pay Kaspersky to close the lawsuit. So they end up writing him a check for $5,000 to make it go away. So this is beautiful. Score 5-0, total sum paid to patent trolls in some recent cases here. So love to see the tide turn here a little bit. Hey, on Instagram, well, if you're a celebrity, celebrities' phone numbers and email addresses that were exposed in an active Instagram hack. Hackers exploited an app bug, then advertised data in underground forums, selling it away. So why do you want a celebrity's telephone number or their email? You think it's going to get you anywhere if you call them or use it? I don't know. I just think it's weird. You know, people are, I guess if it's a super fan, some sort of stalker type, I guess maybe they'd want to buy that. Who knows? But it just seems odd to me. There's very, very cool new service provider in the UK. And this one's called Voxy. And what they're doing is really, really smart. If you buy a plan, let's say you got a 20 gig plan with Voxy, and you only use 15 gigs of your plan for the given month, for you'll get £1.25 per gig for the unused data. And if you had a 20 gig plan and you needed some extra data, they're going to charge people just £1.25 to buy extra data. So what it really is, what this boils down to, is Voxy has probably done a data volume deal. They said, we're going to buy this much bandwidth on your network. So for them, they lose money when that bandwidth is underutilized, and they fully maximize their business plan when it's fully utilized. So doing this trading is smart, because a lot of those deals require them to pay upfront X number of bandwidth per month, no matter what your users use. So it's a game of cards a little bit. So smart on them to do that. Tim Junio is one smart dude. He's got lots of degrees. And a young man, he's got a PhD, and he had dreams of working at the CIA, and he did for a number of years. And then he started consulting for DARPA and a variety of different companies. He left the CIA, and today he closed a $40 million round of funding in order to fund his internet monitoring startup. So this guy got really, really good in the government of monitoring the internet, and he's taking his skills to the private sector. So I wonder how hard he was to get that cleared and get sign off from his bosses and get if there was any technology transfer, which I doubt. But anyway, very, very cool stuff. Hey, do have to add, this afternoon I got a little extra time. I had to go over to the Apple store, and there was a Tesla dealership right beside it. So I've been in a Model S before. And, that's my dream vehicle, obviously. And of course they got the Model X 100D as well. And I've never sat in that vehicle. So I went in and told the guy, I'm not from here, but I want to sit in the Model X 100D. And wow, what a car, what an SUV, amazing, but some amazing prices too. But Tesla's lowered some prices. They're down anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 between the two Model S's and the two Model X's. Still crazy amounts of money. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. And these are the, what happened here? Oh, I had a power surge. Everything's still online. All right, good. That was weird. Had a little brown out here. And, anyway, so if you're looking to save some money on a Tesla, $3,500 to $5,000 on those models. Of course, when you're spending $100,000, what's $5,000 amongst friends, right? All right, last few articles here we'll bust through. Lyft has expanded its ride-sharing service to 32 more states. And, of course, Lyft is trying to grow as quickly as it can. I didn't realize they weren't in all states. That kind of surprised me, but it's flown through its goals this year, and of course, with Uber being on the bad boy list right now, not surprising. Hey, the folks at Philips has its own pair of cheap Bluetooth earbuds that they're selling. Comes in a little case, kind of like the AirPod or whatever they call those, the ones that Apple sell. They're about $100, $130, and they say they're pretty good. These were announced at a show here this past week. So I have that link up in the show notes. You can check those out. Autonomous car legislation has been heading to the U.S. House for a vote next Wednesday. They're actually getting something done in Congress. If passed, it's going to allow 25,000 self-driving vehicles to hit the road for the first time. It's going to allow 25,000 self-driving cars that don't meet current autonomous safety standards, requiring controls and seated humans to take the wheel if need be. The number could increase to 100,000 vehicles annually for the next 3 years. Under the bill, companies and automakers would need to secure permits to deploy their own autonomous vehicles and submit safety assessment reports to regulators, according to Reuters. So the sooner we get autonomous cars in all our hands, the better. Alexa's new kid-friendly skills have a layer of parental control. So just to let you know, they've added some kids skills, but you can turn it on, turn it off. Stuff like SpongeBob's Challenge, Sesame Street, the Amazon Storytime, the Tickle Monster game, and Zoo Walk. Also, Amazon, I heard a little rumbling that they may have did a deal with Cortana and on Microsoft, and you may be able to talk to Cortana on your Alexa device, and you may be able to talk to Alexa via your Windows 10 computer. So we'll let you know if I hear more about that. There's also a new same-day delivery startup. It's called Deliv, D-E-L-I-V, and they've expanded to 1,400 cities, rivaling Amazon Prime. Now, they work with about 4,000 retailers to help them offer same-day delivery service. So that's pretty cool. And this is a notable expansion. They're up from, they went from 19 to 1,400, which is huge. And it looks like they're trying to compete here with Whole Foods and Amazon. So retailers are nervous here what Amazon's bringing to the table. So this is somebody that can connect you with a local retailer. And I like that. Sometimes just get stuff delivered from a local retailer. That's fantastic. The U.S. House has canceled a net neutrality hearing after companies don't commit. Yes. The September 7th meeting to discuss the future of net neutrality in Washington has been canceled. Well, you ask why? Alphabet, AT&T, Charter Communications, Comcast, Facebook, Netflix, and Verizon wouldn't commit to attending. What? Why? At the end of last month, lawmakers agreed to extend the deadline in hopes that companies' heads would attend. The reality is that in private, the companies have been apparently reticent to sign any sort of permanent rules under the current administration. Aha. Well, they're going to do whatever they want. They're going to roll this stuff out. They're going to roll this stuff out, and they will not have any choice. That's what's coming. Samsung has secured self-driving car testing permit for California roads. So Samsung's in this business now. My God, who isn't in the autonomous vehicles? It tells you, folks, there's a big stack of cash. They're chasing big billions of dollars. Just incredible. All right, Little Bits Droid Inventor Kit teaches kids with Star Wars. I'm going to buy one of these just because I want R2-D2. And the Droid Inventor Kit is available for $100 through Walmart, Amazon, the Apple Store, and the Disney Store, and littlebits.com. When you see this R2-D2, I'm going to tell you, you're going to order one. It's really cute. It's three pieces. You can program it. It can drive around. Awesome. So the kid in me is going to come out for this. That's what they built it for. They didn't build this for kids. And they say it's for kids tech. No, this is for a grown adult man who like R2-D2 to buy one and have it on his desk. That's what it's really about. The NSA's entered stage two of its spying revival plan. This is according to the Register. Uncle Sam's intelligence agents embarked on the next stage of the plan to retain spying powers over U.S. citizens. Knowing what we do about the administration's approach to policy issues, it's unlikely that the American president is aware of what's going on, but somehow has been persuaded to revive a civil liberties oversight body. What's this all about? What is this? It's the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. So it's about some sort of section. So under Section 702 stuff. So I'm going to let you guys read through this, but they're basically trying to get stuff that was that they've been using for a long time to be allowed to be extended or renewed, it looks like. So I have the link on the show notes for you to check out. All right, Windows 10 Fall Creator Update may arrive on October 17th. So we know that Microsoft's planning releases as large chunks. They're not doing it so in small updates anymore. But on October 17th, that is the projected delivery date of the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update, okay? Spotify says its head of video and podcasting operation is out. They fired him. So I don't know what that means for the Spotify podcasting effort. It's been pretty crappy to begin with. So to hear that they fired someone or got rid of them is not surprising to me at all. All right, finally, tonight SanDisk crams 400 gigabytes into a micro SD card. I wonder how much that bad boy is going to cost. Let's see if we can find a price. Woo! The micro SD card will set you back $250. But if you think about that, if I can buy a 32 gig, no, it's cheaper than, so that's a lot. But still, for that money, you get 144 gigabits more memory than any micro SD card out there. Again, this is micro SD. Interesting. It's $250 for a 400 gig micro SD card. You know, you think about that. 400 gigs on a micro SD. Back in the, just think how long ago it was that we were, 400 gigabyte hard drives were big. If for most of us, that wasn't that long ago. So to put it on a micro SD card is simply amazing. All right, folks, we're going to wrap the show up here. I don't think there was any email. I don't think anybody loved me from the last show because it was so short. Let me look here. I think that was it. I got a bunch of stuff on the Eclipse, and that was it. You do know the email address, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, I want to thank Kirk for his hard work on the show today. I want to thank GoDaddy as a sponsor. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And looking for feedback on how you guys like this current setup. It's a little airy. It picks up my breathing a little bit more than I wish it would. So, you know, that's kind of my only complaint right now with this new portable rig, but it's just, you have to continue to tweak as time goes on. So anyway, that's it. All right, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. It's been my pleasure bringing the podcast tonight. Everyone, take care. We'll see you back here a week from today because, again, Monday's Labor Day here in the United States. No show on Monday. Everyone, enjoy the last break here before fall. And when summer basically officially goes over. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.